Mr. Mandela putting on his spectacles, now ready to speak.
Governor Cuomo, Mayor Dinkins, you, the wonderful people of New York, thank you, the people of New York. I and my delegation are overwhelmed by the extraordinary reception that we have received. No amount of words can ever express the deep emotions that I feel at this very moment. You, the wonderful citizens of New York, have demonstrated in the most visible manner that we, the oppressed people of South Africa and the ANC, are admired and respected. That indeed, it is the dying apartheid system that is totally isolated. To you, the citizens of Queens and Brooklyn, through which we passed this morning, and to all of you citizens of New York, let me say from the bottom of my heart, we respect you, we admire you, and above all, we love you. Governor Cuomo, Mayor Dinkins, thank you for the wonderful gift and for the key to the city of New York. Governor Cuomo, whilst in prison, my colleagues and I followed with keen interest your bid for the governorship. We heard and read about your powerful oratory and sharp analytical mind. I must say, having heard you speak, that what we heard and read was no exaggeration.
Governor Cuomo,
I am also very pleased that your son Andrew recently got married to Kerry Kennedy. Kerry Kennedy, the daughter of the late Robert Kennedy. As in African tradition, Governor Cuomo, you and Andrew have now acquired a legion of relatives. Mayor Dinkins, you of course have been involved in the political arena for as long as I have. It is good to know that you are still going strong. Your election as the first black mayor of New York filled me and our people with pride. We fully support your struggle to heal the wounds of this city. Keep up your good work. On behalf of all the citizens of New York, black, brown, and white, but please, Mr. Mayor, do not lose your wonderful smile and warm personality. Mayor Dinkins, ladies and gentlemen, many observers are fond of comparing Johannesburg with New York. For our people, New York has a special meaning and even fascination. I am therefore very pleased to receive the key to the city of New York. It is, I believe, in recognition of the heroism and courage of the oppressed people of South Africa. Our people have made enormous sacrifices in their struggle to liquidate the evil system of apartheid. They are ready to make even greater sacrifices, if needs be, to realize the dreams of millions upon millions of people for a united, non-racial, non-sexist, democratic South Africa. We are pleased to receive this award, as it is for us a wonderful expression of the legendary generosity of New Yorkers. Soon, Governor Cuomo, Mayor Dinkins, ladies and gentlemen, our country, the land of apartheid, and the worst form of institutionalized racism shall be free. We want our new South Africa to be a country which banishes forever racism in all its forms and becomes a truly non-racial, non-sexist democracy. We want to be able to say, in the words of the inscription on the Statue of Liberty, quote, "Give me your tired, your humble, your poor, yearning to be free," unquote. Once more, in the name of our long-suffering people, I accept the key to the city of New York. It will not be long before we can twin the liberated city of Johannesburg with this vibrant, generous, and extraordinary city. Apartheid is doomed. South Africa shall be free. This struggle continues. A luta continua. Thank you.
The crowd now rising to applaud Nelson Mandela as he makes his way back to his chair.